every Monday, we have This Just In, 5 minutes with the Youngstown City School CEO, Mr. Justin Jennings. Good morning, Mr. Jennings.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay.
That's good. Good. All right. So listen, I know we could probably talk forever about a bunch of different stuff, but let's tackle the bus issue first, because I know that that's a pressing one that all the parents and the city has been talking about. What's going on with the school busing for this week?
Well, we're working to get it fixed. We may still need a couple more days. We have someone coming in who's going to help us do some routing. And I just want to say this to, this is not just an issue in Youngstown. This is an issue all over the state and all over the country. I've talked to some of my colleagues in Michigan and South Carolina, and everybody's having the same problem with not only busing, but with actually people who drive the bus. So one positive for us,
right, is we
do have drivers, but it's just the fact of buses. And right. I think I've always said this to you before we got on, but people also have to realize we don't just transport our own kids.
Right.
The students who are in parochial schools and charter schools, the state law makes us responsible for transporting them as well, which in my mind, and I'll say this publicly, I don't think it's right. If you choose not to go to Youngstown City Schools, then that place, that entity should be responsible for busing, not us. But but we've been doing this for years, for years and years, and I just think now it's going to start coming to a head because of the lack of bus drivers and also the lack of buses.
Right. I did know, I think Jab said even in Warren, there's problems over there. I've been looking at several different places in the country. There's problems with buses there. It's not just here. And I feel like we're jumping on it here because we are here, but it's a widespread problem that, you know, there's a shortage of, I don't know why, but school buses and police officers across the state and across the country. Mm-hmm. So we're working on it, but it's just the fact that we have a lot more schools, a nice amount of drivers, but not enough buses.
Right, correct.
Okay, so we're working on that. The busing, we're trying to handle that soon. There's another issue going on that I know other districts are fighting over, but ours are mandated. Children and their masks. How's that working out in school?
So it's bumpy as well. So we're asking parents, when your scholar leaves each morning, please make sure that he or she has their mask, because what we're going to have to start doing is turning them away, because we gave everybody a reusable mask to have. But they aren't bringing them to school. And you have to understand, we didn't plan to give students 5,000 masks every day.
Right.
So the way we had it set up, we had enough masks for about 6 months. And then by the time the next 6 months come, we'd have another set available. But we're running out of masks really, really fast because the students aren't wearing them. And we have had some outbreaks. And we've had some times where in the future, I can tell you, we're going to have to maybe close some schools down due to the amount of students who have been exposed to it. So it's really important that when your student leaves, you talk to them about making sure they have their mask on. And we've said this before, the reason for their mask being on is so we don't have to go back to remote learning.
Right.
So if they're not wearing their mask, it's going to up the chances of remote learning exponentially. It's going to be huge. And then people are going to, they're going to be at home.
Right.
So please, if you can talk to your scholar and let them know how important it is for them to remember their mask, and if you can check as well.
Yeah, because no parent wants to go back fully to distance learning because it was a little bit of a struggle. So make sure your kids are wearing their masks. Speaking of distance learning, though, kids got something called like a work from home this Wednesday. Tell me about that.
Right. So we do have four asynchronous learning times during the year. So the first one is Wednesday, the 22nd. And then we have one in October, January, and February. And those are located on our district calendar at www.yscd.org. You can see those dates on there. So during these days, the scholars do have assignments that the teachers have, and they can use their device to complete these assignments. And please know that we're taking attendance, too, so they do need to log on. Mm-hmm. And we're doing this for our teacher PD to help us with kind of boost our reading and math, so we're doing PD during that time. So once again, it's Wednesday, September 22nd, all day.
All right. You guys have heard it first. Thank you so much, Mr. Jennings, for being on with me this morning. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all for joining us for This Just In, 5 minutes with the Youngstown City School CEO. Be sure to tune in to our next episode. 94.7.